The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are back again with our wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, we had just a great conversation earlier about what's going on in the industry, but we might have some new listeners on. And so tell us a little bit about, before we get into our next segment, what does Pinnacle Senior Placements do? What is your purpose?
Well, what we do is help families find quality housing and care for their loved ones when someone can no longer stay in their own home. And that's a really broad brush, but we are very detail-oriented in working with our families and with our seniors in terms of finding out, how do we sustain your quality of life? How do we uphold your independence and your productivity in the next chapter of your life? And so we have a lot of fun. There are six of us at Pinnacle that are helping other families in our communities that range anywhere from Skagit County to Thurston and out to Jefferson County out in Port Angeles. So we
cover
a wide area. And we're getting very strong out on the Kitsap Peninsula right now. And Trish Cooper is our liaison there that's helping out on the peninsula. We're having a lot of fun introducing Pinnacle out there right now.
That's awesome. And, you know, it's interesting too, Daphne, because I think with a lot of our families out there, they're not real sure what's going on if they have a loved one that needs care. You know, they can't really tour facilities. You know, how does this whole process work right now?
So right now we are not working face-to-face for obvious reasons. We are not able to tour communities of care face-to-face. No. I'm not able to meet our seniors and our families face-to-face, but we're using different social platforms, Zoom, Skype, FaceTime, Google meetings, team meetings with Microsoft, all kinds of different ways that we're doing this. And unfortunately, I'm getting really adept at using technology. It's not my strong suit, but I'm telling you, if this person, if Daphne can learn how to use technology, anybody can. So we're having fun with it and learning how to have interaction. You know, and how can we see each other and not talk on top of each other and getting up? So don't let the technology scare you. I will walk you through it. We'll figure things out. Social workers, directors of nursing, CFOs and SNFs are helping set things up. Facilities have some kind of tablet that's available to help facilitate the communication. So please don't let that stop you from exploring options of care if it's needed in your family. Because I know it can be intimidating to me, but don't let it intimidate you.
And you know, what you're saying is so important, because it can be intimidating to some people, but you know, what I'm learning is there is kind of a silver lining out there from the use of technology. You really appreciate what we have, because I sit there and I think, what would I do if I didn't have Zoom? What would I do if I didn't have my smartphone? What would I do if I didn't have Netflix or all the different things that, you know, you just take for granted that all of a sudden when we're stuck at home, you have all these options, and they're wonderful options. And I'm so lucky to live, I guess, in the days that we do have these, you know, if we have to go through it, thank goodness we have these things to still keep us connected.
Exactly. And I'm discovering also that it's a really good way to be able to reach out again to somebody else and just take the plunge. And I mean, by all means, just call me and say, Daphne, could you give me a tutorial on Zoom? Sure, I'll tell you the basics of how to do it, and let's figure this out, because it will connect you. And you'll be surprised at how many of your parents are eager to learn something new once they're encouraged. They're not going to step out and do it themselves, but once they're encouraged, it'll happen. I promise it will happen.
Excuse me, and a lot of us have had parents that have been resistant to technology, that now all of a sudden, because they're sitting there, now they realize that they can see their loved ones, they're more open to it. And I think that's really been a gift too. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly what happened to me. I had no choice but to learn this. So it was like either you sit and do nothing or you jump on the wagon. So
that's it,
I jumped on and it has been fun. It has been
fun.
But along those same lines is learning what your options are. Because sometimes when we get a perceived limitation put on us or a true limitation, i.e. the COVID-19, feel like we don't have any options. We still do, people. We still have options. I am helping families that are stepping up to the plate, as I put it, and doing the 24-hour care for their parents in home. They're getting exhausted. Tension is rising. Patients are short. And they're reaching out now saying, Daphne, what are our options in reality? And so I think my families are becoming pleasantly surprised that we can figure out safe alternatives so that relationships can be upheld, so that people don't lose their whole identity as an individual. If you are, you know, the mom or dad of children, and yet you have to be the caregiver for your family, your you know, mom and dad, that's a hard place to be in balancing everything. And then
it is.
There, you throw in regular life, and you have a recipe for a lot of stress. And so if for no other reason, feel free to call me and say, this is my situation. What do you think? And I might say to you, you know what? You're on the path that you're doing the best that you can right now. I get it. Call me if you need support. I got six people here that we can give you support. There might be an occasion when we say, you know what? I think I have a solution for you that might be a little bit better. Now, with that said, sometimes when I have to go into when your parents move to a community like that, they will have 14 days of isolation. And that sounds absolutely terrible. And it is. It's not fun. But they're in isolation already. And so if we can get that through that 14 days and then have a modified isolation, life will get better. 14 days is only 2 short weeks. When we break it down, I think that that is something that's doable to get to the other side of life.
Right.
Side of being able to have some sense of community alone completely. There are options. I have some people that have broken legs. You know, accidents happen. I just got one yesterday. Broke one of her legs. Life has changed. Life is different. And so now we need to find some kind of caregiving for that person. How do you find safe in-home care? Call Pinnacle, and we'll help you figure that out. Because you want to have the same caregiver coming into your home. You want to have consistency.
Right.
We're here to help you figure those things out.
I totally hear you. And I also hear what you're saying when it comes to, you know, realizing that there's a good thing about this is many of us now, most of us are at home in our homes, not working. And so if we have a loved one that we have to turn into a full-time caregiver for the time being, there's tips and ways in which you can guide them to do that on a temporary basis until there's opportunity to move to a community. And those are some things, obviously, that, you know, nobody signs up to do, and it may not be your first skill, but with your coaching, you can help it go a lot easier.
Absolutely. And that has to do primarily with languaging, having people not get sucked into a potential argument when you're talking to your parents, if you're a caregiver right now, or talking to your sister who needs support, and, you know, you two have been really good together, but now all of a sudden she's needing more help. How do I language with my sister so that she still feels purposeful and, it, you know, independent and as an adult, but yet not get frustrated with her as you're helping her try to make better decisions in her living situation. Mm-hmm, there's a lot of emotion that comes up during this time, and it's challenging. And we can probably, you know, expand on that a little bit in our next section about how do I actually care for someone that I normally don't care for?
And how does a family make the right decision on how to take care of that loved one? You know, when at the same time you're dealing with social distancing and things like that. So in the meantime, we've talked a lot about Daphne. People can call you. And I want to emphasize before we leave this segment is your services are absolutely free to families. And so there's no downside to calling you. You're not going to send them a bill or anything like that. This is about helping families through the process. So how do they reach you?
Best way to reach Pinnacle is at 855-734-1500. And I want to give kudos to a lot of our listeners. Many of you are reaching out and calling right now, and it just makes my heart sing to be able to have you call me and ask me just basic questions, and I can answer. Mm-hmm. How many times people have hung up the phone with me after calling and saying, oh, you've given me a sense of peace. That's just music to my ears. So please reach out. Again, that number is 855-734-1500. And if you are one of those tech-savvy people, you can get to my website at www.pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
Perfect. And so next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about how can you help support your family members in a circle while you're taking care of mom and dad during this time. And Daphne will be back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.